This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Yesterday afternoon at 4 was the deadline for candidates to file their petitions to run for office, and it turned out to be a very busy day. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about what happened. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Marianne.
Okay, let's start with the race for Ohio's 8th District Congressional seat. That's John Boehner's unexpired term. That right. race seemed to draw all sorts of interest. What happened?
Well, a small army of Republicans showed up and filed petitions. 17 altogether, which is pretty amazing, really, for the special primary, which will be held on the regular primary date of March 15th.
Do you ever see that many people in a race?
Yeah, I've seen that many people in a race, like a field race, like a Cincinnati City Council race, where you elect the top nine, but not where you've got, you know, election where, you know, you're gonna have to, they're gonna have to choose one of these people. Theoretically, you can win this Republican nomination with a very small percentage of the vote if it split up that way.
Any well-known candidates?
Well, some are more well-known than others. I mean, you've got people who are state representatives and state senators and the auditor of Butler County, Roger Reynolds, Tim Derrickson, state representative, Bill Beagle, a state senator from Miami County. Most of them are unknowns. Most of them are not at all household names. I think if CNN were going to make a debate out of this, they would have to have two, you know, one for the better known, better funded candidates and a second one for the, you know, the also rans. But, it's likely that most, if not all of them, will make the ballot, because all you need is a filing fee and 50 valid signatures of Republican voters.
Now, how about Democrats?
One Democrat filed. He's a 25-year-old political activist from Fairfield, Corey Foister. He's the only other candidate. There are a couple other minor party candidates.
So that is the that's for the race that comes up in March, right?
Yes.
And then there's a race in an election in June.
Right. The Democrat will face whoever wins this Republican mega primary, and they will face each other on June 7th in a special primary, which is going to cost.
Special primary, special election.
Or a special general election, which is going to cost these five counties who are in this district some money, because there's not a regular election on June 7th. So, you know, they're going to have a special election just to fill out the rest of Boehner's term.
So the 8th district will have someone elected then in June to fill out that term. But what happens to the seat after that?
Well, we have another election for the 8th district in November. There'll be a filing deadline for that, too, you know.
So it happens all over again.
Yeah, but at that point, there will be an incumbent. And I don't expect as many people to try to challenge an incumbent member of Congress. So it may not be that big a field, you know.
Now, moving to Hamilton County, the recorder and commission races were drawing the most attention. They were sort of connected. Tell us what happened.
Well, Charlie Winburn happened, actually. I mean, Charlie Winburn, the Cincinnati City Councilman, Republican, he had taken out petitions a long time ago to run for county recorder, which is held by Democrat Wayne Coates. And then when Greg Hartman, the county commissioner, Republican, announced that he wasn't going to run again, suddenly Charlie was interested in running for commissioner. So he started talking about running for commissioner. And nobody was quite sure what he was going to do. And even the party leadership wasn't quite sure what he was going to do. And even up until late yesterday afternoon, it was a mystery whether or not he would file as a candidate for commissioner or a candidate for recorder. In the end, he filed petitions to run for county recorder. Now, at this point, he will have a primary, because the former judge, Norbert Nadel, who couldn't run last year because of the age limits in Ohio for judges, also filed as a Republican in the county recorder's primary.
Now, very quickly, what about the presidential race in Ohio?
You got 12 Republicans who filed, pretty much everybody who's still in the race. You had 5 Democrats, 3 of them that, you know, the ones you know, Hillary Clinton, Martin O'Malley, Bernie Sanders, 2 that you never heard of. Interesting thing is that by the time the March 15th primary rolls around, I think that a lot of those 12 and even some of those 5 may be gone out of the race. Doesn't mean their names won't be on the ballot, but they won't be actively campaigning.
I just realized we forgot to mention the Republican candidates running for commission. There are some people that filed, even though Charlie Winburn didn't.
Oh, yes. Denise Driehaus is a Democratic candidate, no opposition. Marianne Christie, who used to be the mayor of Madeira, Dennis Dieters, the township trustee, who is a brother of prosecutor Joe Dieters, and Raj Rajakopal, who works for the probation department, is also on the ballot.
All right, Howard, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories and a complete list of all these candidates at WVXU.org.